When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And we love to hear from you. If you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390, or you can email us or send us a voicemail to forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And there's some other places you can connect with the Forever 35 community. On our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, on our Instagram at forever35podcast. On Reddit at reddit.com/r/forever35. And just a reminder that everything we mention on the show is always on our website, forever35podcast.com.
And, you know, exciting background information. We transferred our voicemail number off of my personal email address to the Forever 35 podcast email address. It only took 3 years.
News.
Shout out to our project manager, Sam, for figuring it out and doing it all. And so now Dori can see the text messages that we receive. Ugh. So I'm just so happy about that. That's all.
It's so great.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Dori.
Yes, Kate.
I was going to say, this is kind of a segue, is that oftentimes, like, I would peek at the voice app on my phone, and especially, like, if I had a glass of wine, I would hit off some, like, goofy replies to people. So now it's not on my phone, so I can't do that anymore. But also, what I wanted to talk about...
Yes.
...is alcohol.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. I was very hungover yesterday.
Yes, you were.
I did not feel good.
No.
And I had had two cocktails on Saturday night while watching a movie with my husband. We watched Palm Springs.
I love Palm Springs.
I loved it. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That's a very belated recommendation, but if you haven't watched it, you will definitely enjoy it. Anyway, so he made me two Manhattans.
Okay.
A drink I really enjoy. And he's a very good cocktail maker. He really enjoys, like, the chemistry of it. And he makes very good drinks, and I enjoy drinking them. But I felt so awful the next day. And I just, like, I think my time with alcohol is nearing the end.
Okay. Wow. I mean, I say wow, but it's like I almost never drink either. So it's not like I'm like, oh my God, your life will change so much.
I don't really drink that much anymore either for this very reason. It just doesn't make me feel good. But I'm wondering, like, do I need to make a sort of like decisive shift of like, I don't drink, or do I just need to really do a more thorough job of understanding that alcohol doesn't work for me and it it sets off like a chain reaction of not pleasant things, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I didn't feel good. And then I fell asleep on the couch and I ate like food that then I got an upset stomach. And like, it just was like,
well, and then I had to go good.
It just kind of threw the whole day off. And I was like, you know what? I think there needs to be more of a definitive choice here for me. I don't know. I'm thinking this is all kind of just coming to a head today as I think about it. But
well, let me ask you this. Do you think that it was exacerbated by the fact that you had hard liquor?
It's actually red wine that really does it for me. Like, I won't sleep if I have red wine. For whatever reason, I cannot metabolize it anymore. So I just don't. I try to avoid it, or I have like a glass not too close to bedtime, you know, once a month or something. But
yeah,
no, I honestly don't know. Maybe I don't know. I think that the point is that like, this is not working for me and it doesn't make me feel good after. So I need to just take all that into consideration as I move forward in my life.
Yeah, I think that's totally reasonable.
So that's where I'm at.
I almost never drink. And when I do, I basically have like half a drink. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be okay. But I can't remember the last time I had more than one drink at a time. So I totally feel you.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, like, should I try not drinking for the month and see what happens? Or should I just know that, like, I don't drink that much because it doesn't really work for me? I don't know. It's just something.
Do you enjoy drinking?
I love a cocktail or a glass of wine. Yes.
What happens when you stop at one? Do you have the same effects?
No, one is better. One is better.
Maybe stop at one for now.
That's probably a good boundary to set. And then what I think I'll do is maybe think of a fun non-alcoholic thing to drink as my second drink.
There you go.
So it's not just like, oh, I just switched to water now, but like, oh, I'm going to make this like fun beverage.
Yeah, like a shrub.
Yes, a shrub. Yeah, exactly.
Make a shrub.
Exactly.
Because here's the thing, Kate. If you had said to me like, meh, like I don't really like cocktails. Like, it's whatever. But you just said like, I really enjoy a cocktail. So I'm just trying to think like, maybe there is a way for you to still like enjoy the occasional cocktail without this horrible feeling. And perhaps that solution is one cocktail. And I'm going to also suggest that perhaps the solution is weaker cocktails. Like maybe
I like that.
Instead of, you know, making a Manhattan with like a shot of liquor, it's with half a shot, you know?
I think also I was talking to someone today and they were like, they have like one cocktail a week, and they were like, I do it in the afternoon on Saturday. I don't drink at night because it ruins my sleep and I feel it the next day. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, there's not a lot of like Saturdays where at 2 o'clock I'm like, time to mix it up. But I also like, I probably drink one time a month at this point, maybe twice a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Total.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's more just like, if I go on vacation, I want to have I would love to have like a glass of wine, a dinner, whatever it is. But anyway, you know, I do think there's a larger conversation about alcohol and self-care and how it's been perpetuated as a part of self-care when I actually don't think it is. And, you know, we don't advertise alcohol on our show as a choice. So I don't know, just food. Would love to hear people's thoughts. Give us your thoughts.
I'm sure people have thoughts.
I bet they do.
On this topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Anyway, how's your sunscreen going over there?
You know, it's going okay. I tried. So I had a tennis lesson today. I tried the Think Sport stick on my face.
Which is what you had intended, like that was going to be the thing that you bought to use, correct?
Well, I bought Think Sport just regular sunscreen, like for my body. But then I do find that like the thick mineral cream is a little thick for the face. but they had one that came in a stick. So I was like, let me try this. And, you know, I think it mostly worked. I do think I'm still a little red. So I'm going to explore some other options next week, but, it definitely wasn't like a total failure. Like I'm not sunburned.
We did receive lots of recommendations, which we shall compile.
Indeed.
Because people weighed in.
Oh, they sure did. They had opinions.
Do you wear a hat?
Oh yes, I do.
Okay. So you're already protecting yourself in that way.
Yes.
Maybe a visor? Maybe a visor?
Well, someone did write in to suggest a visor because they pointed out that a hat actually will make you hotter because it keeps, it kind of like traps the heat. I actually have a visor and I plan on trying it out. However, I don't have any spray sunscreen right now and I didn't want the top of my head to get burned.
Okay.
So I'm going to acquire some spray sunscreen and then try out the visor. It's
a production.
It is a process.
I will say one thing that I thought of after our conversation, and I think someone did mention this, is SPF clothing intended for outdoor usage. I bet you could find some really good long sleeve gear.
Long sleeve is going to be way too hot.
Even in like the lightest of forms?
Yes. Also, the issue is not the body. The issue is the face.
The issue is the face. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, I'm a fan of SPF clothing, but that is not really the problem right now because the body sunscreen stays on. It's not like my arms aren't really sweating. It's really like my face is sweating. So that is the issue.
Okay. We'll find a solution for you.
Thank you so much.
I believe one is out there.
All right. Shall we take a little pause?
Let's pause and then let's come back.
Oh, let's do that. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying.
I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back with a question for me.
Yeah, how dare this person not think I can answer this question?
Maybe I can.
Nope, I can't. They were totally right.
All right. Well, this person texted, this is probably mostly a Dory question. Any recommendations for a cozy mystery series after I finish with Louise Penny? I'm about to finish the most recent book and need to have something else ready to go or I'll be sad. I've already read and loved Maisie Dobbs. My only requirements are that it not be too gruesome or too sad. Thank you. All right. Well, I do have some suggestions. My first suggestion is a series that I can personally speak to because I have enjoyed this series a lot. It is by my pal, Charles Finch.
Your pal?
Yeah, we are friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That wasn't just like a... Oh. I wasn't just like, my old pal, Agatha Christie.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought you were doing.
I know Charles. He's also a book critic. He's a very broad range of interests. Anyway, Charles is delightful, and he also has a delightful cozy mystery series called the Charles Lennox series, and it's about a gentleman detective in Victorian London. It's definitely got more kind of Maisie vibes than Louise vibes. If that is a distinction that you're curious about. And there are at least 15 books, if not more. And he also like started writing some prequels in the last few years. So there's a lot to get through. And it's not especially gruesome or violent or sad. So that is my first suggestion. My second suggestion, and this is if you want to go kind of old school. I'm very into Nio Marsh, and Nio is spelled N-G-A-I-O. She was a contemporary of Agatha Christie's. She was from New Zealand, and her books are about a Scotland Yard, another gentleman detective. I guess I like gentleman detectives. A Scotland Yard detective named Roderick Allen. They are very Christie-esque. Quite fun, not gruesome or sad at all. She writes her humor is very dry, and she's got all sorts of like quippy societal observations about like the 30s and 40s, which was when she was writing these books. They're enjoyable, they're fun, they're not a heavy lift, and there's something like 30 of them.
Wow.
There's like 1,000. So that is another suggestion. My final suggestion is one that I have not personally read, but that gets recommended to us all the time. And it is the Royal Spinous series. So that might be one to try. People have suggested these to me many, many times. For some reason, they don't quite grab me. I don't know why.
That's
maybe
okay.
I should give them a shot, but like, I don't know. I haven't been able to like bring myself to read them for some reason. But like I said, a lot of people really like this series and you can give it a shot.
Excuse me. What about Sue Grafton's Alphabet Mystery series? Are those cozy?
They're not really cozy, but you did actually just remind me of another cozy, a classic cozy series, which is Alexander McCall Smith's number one ladies detective agency series.
Yes, that sounds cozy.
Which is delightful and probably fits the bill of what you're looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, report back.
Please do report back.
All right. So here is a question we received that kind of stumped me. I'm curious to see if this is something that appeals to you. This listener wrote to us, have you all talked about ASMR spa massage facial videos on YouTube yet? They're videos that allow you to imagine you're at the spa. It's like Dory's Hotel taken to the baby step next level. Between the train rides and the hotel tour videos, one could easily curate a YouTube vacation experience for core survival. Now, I find ASMR almost nauseating. Like, you know the effect it apparently has on people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, it is the food, you know, so I like the taste of cilantro. For other people, it tastes like soap.
Yes, yes, yes.
For ASMR, I am in the soap category.
Okay, okay.
Nothing about it actually makes my stomach, like, curl.
Interesting.
Ugh, like, I tried to watch. I Googled this. I had never... I'm familiar with ASMR. The videos I do like are like videos of soap being cut.
Mm, interesting.
Or things being squashed. Like last night I watched a lot of videos of things being squashed. But the videos of people at the spa really gave me like the heebie-jeebies. I didn't find it soothing.
Fascinating.
Does ASMR, like, does whispering do anything to you?
It doesn't really do it for me. I wouldn't say it gives me the heebie-jeebies, but I definitely do not seek it out. It's not something where I'm like, I need to relax. I'm just going to go, like, watch some ASMR videos. That does not appeal to me.
I mean, the one, I found a couple, and I'll link to them. This listener didn't send any examples, so I don't know if what I found is the equivalent of what they watch, but... Like, this one I found is 3 hours long of a spa treatment. And then another one I found is a person being like, hello and welcome to the spa. Can I check you in? Like, it's reenacting the whole experience. And then they do the facial, but they're whispering the whole time because I think the whisper is like part of the brain massage.
Part of the appeal. Yes, yes, yes.
So I would love to hear from people for whom ASMR is part of their self-care, because I just don't connect.
You
to
don't
that
see
unless
it.
I don't have it unless you are cutting soap or squashing a thing in like a machine.
Oh my gosh.
I watched a lot of them last night. ASMR self-care heads, talk to us. Do you want us to do a whispering episode?
Oh. Yeah, I'm curious to hear what people say.
Also, the restraint it takes to just whisper for 3 hours is a lot of work.
I mean, 3 hours. Oh.
See, we're doing it now.
I know, and I'm kind of grossed out.
I do. It doesn't do it for me.
No, it doesn't do it for me. Okay, on a completely different note.
Okay. Back to regular here.
Yes, we have a very important voicemail.
Hey, Kat and Dor. I just want to ask... Have you ever heard of detoxing your armpits? My sister texted me that she's been using that Aztec healing clay mask on her armpits to detox. She's getting on the natural deodorant kick. I personally have always been into that Secret Outlast deodorant, but Secret has a new natural antiperspirant, and she's getting on the natural deo kick. So just going to run that by you guys. Also, another pro tip I found this week is the Dr. Dan's quarter balm or severely chapped lips. I've been biting my lips with a lot of anxiety, and this Dr. Dan's quarter balm is amazing. You guys have to try it. Okay, that's everything. Have a great week.
Well, I have heard of people using the Aztec clay. But I am always inherently skeptical of anything that involves "quote unquote" detox.
So am I.
Oh no, are you talking in ASMR?
Sorry. No, I can't stop. I am too. I mean, this feels like something that is not going to actually result in a long-term change. Like, doesn't this feel like what we've just talked about from the not shampooing movement, but just for your armpits?
Interesting.
This whole concept of like, I'm going to train, quote unquote, train this part of my body to not do this thing. Like, the idea of detoxing your armpits, training it not to smell, because isn't the smell just bacteria?
Okay, you know what? I actually, as someone who now only uses natural deodorant, I actually have a theory about this.
Okay.
My theory is that the quote unquote training your armpits is actually training your nose. You're training your nose to get used to you kind of smelling.
Well, also, is the smell of natural body odor inherently bad, or have we just been
we've been totally socially conditioned to think of it as bad.
Yes.
I mean, I don't smell bad right now.
Well, you also don't wear deodorant at all, right?
No, I do.
You wear.
There was a very long period where I didn't wear deodorant at all.
Yes, that's what
then
I'm thinking of.
Then I switched to natural deodorant, which I'm very happy with. But yeah, I do wonder if when you stop wearing deodorant or you switch to natural deodorant, if part of it is just like acclimating to you smelling a little different.
Mm.
And that's what the detox is. It's like, you know, and you brought up cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of like people, the asparagus pea thing. You know how some people are like, when you eat asparagus, your pee smells?
Yes, then, mine does.
Right, and mine does too. And then some people are like, I eat asparagus and my pee doesn't smell. But that's not true. They just can't smell it.
Or their pee smells like asparagus all the time?
Or that's possible too. But no, it's not that their pee doesn't smell. It's that in the same way that like cilantro tastes like soap to some people's noses just like can't smell the difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this, but no, do you know what I'm saying?
I do. And I like your philosophy here. And I also feel like, is this creating a problem where one doesn't exist too? Like, is this just this kind of like, I don't know this, you know what I mean? Like there's I feel like there's so much of this in like wellness and beauty where it's like, we're all detoxing our armpits now. And it's like, my armpits were fine, but now I'm feeling like I need to think of them as a problem. Like I do think like, yes, we can have like really intense body odor. You do want to like wipe down or clean your armpits. You do want to wash your shirts and get that sweat out. But like, I kind of feel like this is creating a problem where one doesn't exist.
Interesting. I like this theory as well.
Now, I would love people to tell me I'm wrong. So let me know if you're detoxing your armpits and like life has changed. Like I know people who use like Stridex pads in their armpits.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Yes.
We could be wrong. Or we could have just discovered the cilantro of armpits.
Now, what happens if you put cilantro on your armpits?
Ooh, that would not smell good.
No, probably not. Well, I'm glad we discussed that. All right. Well, Kate, let's take another break.
All right. When we come back, we're talking about quarantine rituals.
We sure are. All right. BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, we are back with, as promised, discussion of quarantine rituals. Here's a voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dora. This is Marla, longtime listener, first-time caller. I was calling because I had an epiphany while I was in my bathroom bathering on the cream today. I was calling to let you guys know maybe an activity of the week or something else, just a suggestion. We are all coming up on 1 year of pandemic time, and it occurred to me that a lot of products have that little symbol on the back that say, you know, toss after a year of being opened. And I can firmly remember everything that I own prior to the pandemic because it's such a memorable time frame for everyone, I think. So I just went through my entire bathroom and tossed everything that had been open longer than a year, and it felt amazing. Definitely recommend. Thanks, guys.
That's a great idea. It also reminds me of people who make all of their doctor's appointments on their birthday. Like, not for their birthday, but like on their birthday, they make all their doctor's appointments. They schedule them.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, I know. I never do it. And then every year I'm like, that's so smart. And then I don't do it.
Yeah. And then like 2 years go by and you haven't been to the dentist and you're like, yeah. Oh, why does my tooth hurt?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love the suggestion. I don't know if it's something I could do because I obsessively keep all products forever and ever. And then I would feel bad if I threw them out. But that's my issue to work on, not yours, listener. Yeah, I love this. And that feels like a nice, detox.
Symbolic. Yeah. Oh, if
detox
you will.
Of your protness. No, I won't. I don't like that word either. But it does feel, yes, it does feel symbolic, Dory. Out with the old.
Out with the old, indeed.
All right. Well, we had another listener write us a longer email kind of about this topic. They ask, I wonder if you or any other listeners have some suggestions on a spring letting go ceremony or practice of sorts. My husband and I have had a rough start to our year. We both had COVID in late December and into the new year. We had planned a fancy at-home New Year's Eve and ended up just going to bed. We made it out of that fog only to get the devastating news that my husband's grandmother passed away alone in the hospital from COVID herself. Our grief is mixed with a lot of anger and regret for not being able to see her. Remember Valentine's Day? My husband spent it in the emergency room and was later admitted for 4 days for gallbladder surgery. He's still in pretty bad post-surgery pain, but getting better every day. I look at him and he just looks defeated. It's like he can't catch a break. I know that this is really on the verge of sounding whiny. Kate's note, it's not sounding whiny, or perhaps it's already past the line, but we are exhausted. I was diagnosed and treated for breast cancer in 2019. We felt 2020 along with the rest of the world, although had it much easier than most, and it is feeling like this year is getting off on the wrong foot. Here is my question. How do we wash away these past few months, not to mention all of the last 2 years? We are not religious, but I would really like a physical and symbolic cleansing or letting go ceremony. I want something to symbolize that we can start on a fresh new page, a reset. The start of spring feels like the perfect time, but I am stumped for how to mark this passing of an old and beginning of a new season. I am open to suggestions, short of putting our troubles in a balloon and releasing them into the air. I should clarify, I am open to any eco-conscious suggestions. Do either of you have any practices for this type of thing?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that you've had such a shitty couple of years.
This was not complaining at all.
No.
You had cancer.
Yeah.
That's fucking hard. And then you went right into this pandemic.
And then you had COVID, and then your husband's grandmother died.
And then he was hospitalized for gallbladder stones.
I mean, it's like, does it stop? Like, can you catch a break? My God.
Or excuse me, gallbladder surgery, Dory. I got that wrong.
Thank you for clarifying. So I'm sorry, first of all, that you've been going through this. I don't have any practices for this type of thing, but the thing that immediately came to mind when I read your email was a fire ceremony, which are ancient traditions. They've been practiced by many cultures and religions. I am hardly the first person to you know, suggest this. I did not make this up. This is an interpretation of a long-standing sacred tradition. However, that said, I'm a big fan of doing something like writing a letter to yourself about what you want to manifest in the year ahead, what you want to rid yourself of from the year you just left behind. You can do a ceremony. You can Google fire ceremonies. There are lots you can look up online of, you know, in, as I said, many cultures and religions have done these. So there's many available to you. Or, you know, you can make something up. You can just burn the letter in a fire while you think about the year to come. And I think it's like a nice gesture. There's something very symbolic about like actually burning, you know, these things that you want to kind of leave behind. So that's what I thought of.
I don't have any kind of specific practices in this area, but one thing that I did think of, and I love this time of, I love spring. It just makes me feel a lot of relief. And part of that is just the growth that's taking place in the natural world. And I feel like there could be something symbolic that you do, whether it's planting something, a garden, planting a tree, planting something together with your partner and your child that symbolizes just kind of the forward movement of life, moving on, growth. And then is also something that you can kind of care for and watch grow together. I just find there's a lot of resonance in nature. I mean, maybe it's even just like spending a day together on a hike or on a walk or at the beach, just some like not with your phone, a day that just is in nature. I find nature to be a very, very healing and connected space to be in. So if that at all resonates with you, I feel like that could be a really lovely, I don't know, of course, where you're located and if you have access to anything like that, but that was my thought.
I love that.
But I also just want to say, like, you are not whiny and should not feel bad for your emotions or for feeling deep grief about what and anger for what you've gone through.
No, 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 no.
And I think even though the idea of like a ceremony is really beautiful and can be very healing, I also think like that might take a long time to release and work through. So like give yourself the grace and the space, you know?
Give yourself the grace and the space.
Grace and the space, baby.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, we're thinking of you and we hope that the rest of 2021 is an upward slope for you. Wait, upward? Yeah, it goes up. That it's better.
Yeah, but not an uphill climb.
Not an uphill climb, an easy climb.
Yeah. Well, Kate,
you know, this listener who just wrote us signed off her email "Dirty Dishes Never, 35 Forever." Just kidding, dirty dishes literally all the time. And I feel like that's a great note to end this episode on.
Oh my gosh, I agree.
So funny, so true.
Yes, thank you, listener, for inspiring us.
All right,
everyone, we will talk to you again very soon.
Bye.
Bye.